This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide.
Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. TMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it says it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising. And it's all down to plain bad luck.
You might feel lucky. Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I feel like Rodney Dangerfield, Back to School. Super Don, you remember that movie, Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield?
I absolutely do, yes.
Great, great movie. And reason is because we're on a St. Olaf College campus, and no, we have not had a kegger. If we did tonight, I guarantee you it would be 100% organic, because my first guest up right now, he's amazing. We talk about the Organic Consumers Association, and he's here at the United States Health Freedom Congress. In fact, he's the keynote this year, and he's being honored. Ronnie Cummins, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's been too long.
Good to be here.
It's great to be with you. I feel healthier already just being next to you. Now, I'm thinking back to when I was a snot-nosed, standard American diet toxic kid, and I was in bad shape. I met a homeopathic doctor who I ended up training with for over 10 years, but his first thing to me, he said, your liver is congested. You need to eat organic food. And I said, what do you mean eat organic food? I didn't even, this is my standard American upbringing, pharmaceutically grown. So this was in the early 90s. And I looked at this guy in his 60s who was near dead in his 40s because I learned of his story. And I said, this guy can run circles around me in my 20s. There's got to be some truth to what he's saying. And he actually had an organic garden that was featured on the PBS Victory Garden, when he came to America. He was a real great organic gardener. And I was inspired by this, so I switched my food, never looked back. It wasn't a fad. It wasn't like, my friend said, oh, that'll go about a week. I'm like, it was so transformative in my life that I say, number one for people, you've got to clean up what goes into your body. How is it that you got plugged into this organic movement? Because you are party central, my friend, with the Organic Consumers Association.
Well, at the end of the 1960s, a bunch of us in the counterculture and the radical movement of the time, decided that it wasn't enough to just protest against the war and racism and the contamination of the environment and so on, mm-hmm. that we had to really lay out the outlines of a new society, the kind of society that we wanted, instead of the out-of-control capitalistic system that we had then, that we still have.
Mm-hmm.
And so a bunch of us started food co-ops across the country. We started moving back to the land and trying to farm organically. We started the underground newspapers, radio stations, health clinics, alternative schools, and so on. And we thought that by building an alternative society within the shell of the old one, mm-hmm. that we could win over people to the idea of, yes, we can change the world if we all join together.
Uh-huh.
So a bunch of us realized around 1970, reading books like Diet for a Small Planet by Francis Moore LePay, books like the Rachel Carson's book, 1962, Silent Spring.
Yeah.
We decided that maybe our eating was not in line with our ethical beliefs, beliefs.
Ronnie, that's such an important point that you say, because I'm a nice, easygoing guy, but I can get upset about hypocrisy, right? A lot of folks that are environmentalists and, whether you're vegetarian or a meat eater, we could say eat lower on the food chain might be better overall for the environment. But let's just say if you're for the environment and you're eating glyphosate, GMO foods, but you're a vegetarian, there's a disconnect there. And I think one of the most profound things you can do is switch the way you eat. And I argue we all need to be growing organically, cleanly. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, for 8,000 years, our ancestors have been farming. Mm-hmm. For 20 to 30,000 years, our ancestors were raising animals besides hunting and gathering. But for those 8,000 years that they once indigenous people learned how to cultivate crops and, you know, they were growing organically.
Yeah.
It wasn't until the Second World War, really, that the elite came up with the crazy idea of, hey, let's take these nerve gases from the First and Second World War and let's take these toxic poisons.
Or the munitions, the TNT, the nitrogen, these things that we now have too much of. We're not making bombs at the same level. What are we going to do? We find this waste toxic product, we'll add it to the soil and watch plants grow amazing so fast, right? And very few people understood the consequences of what would happen after that.
That's right. I mean, I was lucky enough that my grandparents in East Texas were family farmers, and they didn't know the word organic, but you couldn't find a chemical on their farm. And you also, you'd never catch them going to the grocery store because they didn't need to. They literally grew everything. And they knew how to cook. They knew how to enjoy life. They knew that, yeah, you sacrifice animals if you're a carnivore at some point in their life, but you treat them like a member of the family until that final instant of their life.
Yeah, and Ronnie, what do you know as far as, because obviously when we talk about organic agriculture, it's defined even on the federal level, which is not true of the word natural, which was really meaningless. But the folks used to, we all, our ancestors, our grandparents, great-grandparents, whenever it was, all grew our own food. And there were some that you might go to a local butcher. You know, there were some things, but it was a normal thing. And over the course of the 20th century, we got away from growing our food. And then it's the miracle of food in the grocer's freezer. I grew up in the 60s, 70s, when the food just came from there and the fast food started coming out and becoming a staple instead of a delicacy once in a while, a treat. And I think it's going to be the biggest disaster that if there is like another oil crisis, right, an energy crisis where oil goes to $500 a barrel, people are not going to be able to afford food shipped even from California to where we are in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Are we prepared for that? I don't think so.
We're not right now. I mean, there's some hopeful signs. Last year, for example, is the first time in recent history when we added a bunch of new farmers in the United States. We added more farmers than we lost, and the nice thing is a lot of them were young people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them were women, and we've got this new movement sweeping the U.S. and the world, really, this urban agriculture movement, where young people are starting to decide that, hey, it's hip to raise some food, it's hip to have an underground little restaurant or pop-up restaurant, they're called.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool to have some backyard chickens, and it's cool to learn how to be a good cook, you know, and, you know, invite your friends over.
Mm-hmm.
In the 60s, we would have never thought of having a meal that wasn't a communal meal. The whole point of a meal was to celebrate, mm-hmm. get high, you know, talk about the revolution. You know, that was one of the reasons why the 60s movement grew very fast, is that other young people would look at the movement,
mm-hmm.
and they'd say, hey, these people are having fun. These people have a mission in life, and I'm going to join up.
Yeah. Well, it's funny how cannabis has almost come full circle from, I don't know if it's full circle because in my lifetime it was always talked about as the evil weed. Now, you know, in my book that I wrote with Ty Bollinger, we have a whole section on cannabis cures. Like 25,001 uses, only one of them smoking it. I mean, that was like the least of it now, what we realize that plant can do. And, you know, even that from an organic agriculture perspective seems to be a plant that doesn't necessarily require a lot of additives, if you will. Although I've been hearing in Colorado there's some strains that somehow have a lot of pesticides on them.
Yeah, we need to pay attention to some of the developments out on the West Coast where some of the medical marijuana growers and the legal growers in Washington State and Oregon and Alaska are getting certified organic. You got to pay attention to where your sacred herb comes from because the mafia has no qualms about growing marijuana in an environmentally destructive and, you know, for human health destructive manner.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So if we look at the things that are threatening organic agriculture, you know, I'm not a big fan of the government, although the government has been involved, obviously, in national certification or standards, if you will. There's controversies there. But what would you say is a threat to our organic, our desire for organic pure food?
Well, if you look at the longer range, the biggest threat is climate catastrophe. Mm-hmm. You know, on a burnt planet, we're not going to have any organic food. We're not going to have any food. Mm-hmm. So we got to pay attention to that. And there's a direct connection between agriculture and the amount of carbon in the soil and the amount of carbon in the atmosphere and the ocean. So the great thing about farming regeneratively, mm-hmm. Where you pay attention to soil health and the little critters below mm-hmm. the ground as well as above the ground, is that healthy soil means healthy food, healthy people, healthy animals, healthy climate, and as Thomas Jefferson pointed out, a healthy body politic and society.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to get back to a society where food is more important, where we have 10 times, 20 times, 50 times as many farmers in the U.S. as we do today, and where we realize that the world today, 6-7 billion people, half of those people live in rural areas, you know, and they're still farmers. And most of the food grown in the world, 70% of the food, is grown by these small farmers, these 500 million small farms that produce food more or less with low chemical input or no chemical input, where they've often preserved indigenous traditional methods. And so we've got 50 to 100 million farmers and herdsmen, herdspeople, still doing things right across the planet. The challenge is to get that other 90% off this chemical mm-hmm. treadmill and back into something that's organic and regenerative.
You talk about all those people that are growing their own. It doesn't feel like that percentage is exemplified here in the United States, right?
No, the United States and Europe and most industrialized countries have driven most of our family farmers and ranchers off the land, mm-hmm. and we've dispossessed our indigenous people. But, you know, we've done that at the expense of our health, obviously. We've done it at the expense of the pollution of the water and the soil. And, I mean, when you think about a statistic like 70% of the world's farm animals mm-hmm. are imprisoned in these factory farms.
Yeah.
You know, where they're fed unspeakable crap and treated, horribly. And then no wonder we look around at the health of the American public, and it's...
You can't subsist on garbage food and expect to have good health. You're going to have garbage health. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back with Ronnie Cummins. Organicconsumers.org is where to go. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrichiaro, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I want to thank Ronnie Cummins and the Organic Consumers Association. They are also major sponsors of the U.S. Health Freedom Congress and have helped us to have good quality organic meals while we're here. You know how great that is? I know you do. But being out of town and you know, I usually travel with my own food until I know I can find a source. So I don't mess around. I've been too sick in my young life to go back to where I was. And we talk about an environmental disaster. My body was an environmental disaster. That's why I see the link between the external ecology, right, our environment, and this environment. And a lot of people have a disconnect between the two, but it's the same concept. So I was taught well. Ronnie Cummins is teaching us well. We're going to talk about one big nasty threat. The government's not our friend. You'd like to think they are, but they're not. The Dark Act has passed.
Absolutely. I mean, we were talking about challenges to organic food, and, you know, the government has systematically driven small farmers off the land and subsidizes chemical farmers and factory farms for doing everything wrong.
Yeah.
Now, the movement has developed over the years where people, they want to know what's in their food. They want to know whether their food is genetically engineered and laced with these poisonous pesticides
that
always accompany them.
How dare they want to know what's in their food? I mean, come on, really.
So we fought a hand-to-hand battle the last 5 years with the biotech and agribusiness lobby. They spent $400 million to try to stop mandatory mandatory labeling. Finally, in 2014, we were able to pass a mandatory labeling law in Vermont, which this summer was starting to force these big food companies like Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Kraft, Mars, you know, all the rest.
They were in a panic.
To label.
Yeah.
They were having to start to label. And they freaked out, so they called on their friends in Congress, who they've given millions and millions of dollars to take away our right to know.
Mm-hmm.
So they recently, last week, Obama signed the bill, the DARK Act, Deny Americans the Right to Know, that nullified the right of Vermont.
It preempted state law, and I think nullification is the appropriate remedy, 10th
yep.
Amendment. We got to push back on them.
That's right.
Because these yahoos in D.C. are just selling out to the highest bidder. Now, interestingly enough, the lines between left and right politically almost are meaningless anymore.
That's right.
It's about who, you know, who's bought them today, who bought the left, who bought the right. We've seen in California with the SB 277. So we got to recognize that, as our founder said, having a strong centralized bureaucracy is a dangerous thing because somebody's going to control it that has more money than you and me.
That's right. And so they've left us no choice. I mean, one nice thing is that over the last 20 years, we've managed to drive, you know, some foods into the margins, the chemical genetically engineered. So about 10% of our food supply today is either organic, or it's grass-fed, or it's from a local farmer who is, you know, growing organically even if they're not certified.
Yeah.
So 90% of the food out there is crap and toxic.
10%.
And,
yeah.
You know, Americans unfortunately still have a diet that's too much processed foods. It's 80-90% the typical diet and fast foods.
Yeah.
But 10% of the food out there is definitely worth buying and cooking
eating.
And inviting your friends over to talk about the revolution with.
Well, and like I've done, a humble little step is to start your backyard, side yard, front yard garden. Don't wait.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the number one hobby of Americans now, which is a healthy sign.
Beautiful.
So if they're going to take away our right to know, at least temporarily, with this unconstitutional attack on states' rights and consumer rights that they just did in D.C., they leave us no choice. And so what we're telling consumers is Big Food has come up with this idea of we'll put these undecipherable QR codes.
So you
these
have
little,
to scan with your phone, right?
With your phone. And so we're saying, all right, there's 33,000 food items now that have these QR codes. If you see a QR code, don't buy
it. Don't buy it.
And besides that, it's very simple. If they won't let us have laws that 90% of the public wants and that 64 nations across the world already have, which requires them to label genetically engineered ingredients, well, then don't buy anything anymore unless it's labeled organic or grass-fed or non-GMO
or you know
the farmer
or you know.
Grow it yourself. And the thing is, we spend half our money on the average as Americans out in restaurants. And we got to remember that your ethics and your consciousness should extend not just in the grocery store or the farmer's market into the restaurants.
Find those chefs that really care, and there are good ones out there too.
That's right.
They really care. Hey, Ronnie, a true American hero, Ronnie Cummins, and check out organicconsumers.org. We have them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Doing such great work. We appreciate you here.
Thanks. Great to be with you. Keep up the good work.
We look forward to hearing you tonight at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress as well. Back with homeopathy after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Live from the United States Health Freedom Congress at St. Olaf College. I was talking about that movie with Rodney Dangerfield, Back to School, because we're all back in college. And, we're sleeping in the dorm, Super Don. And, you know, they've given us sheets that, you know, you wake up and you've got
wow, my skin is gone. It's sandpaper. And then the towels to dry off, even worse. Now you're down to the bone. It's like really rough. But
have you used those sheets for a toga party yet?
I think that's tonight.
That's tonight.
Toga.
And we provide arnica.
And we've got arnica. You know what? I'm surrounded by homeopathic love right now. Folks, you got to understand, I feel like I'm, you know, the isolated child in the radio wilderness, because there are not many shows that talk homeopathy. And even as a homeopath, I don't make it a homeopathic show because I don't narrowcast. I broadcast. But right here at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, I'm surrounded by a lot of homeopaths that I met here. And right now, Mary Lou Miller, who is the sister of Diane Miller, who heads up the Health Freedom Congress, that she is awesome. And we've got the, how would we say, NASH?
NASH, the North American Society of Homeopaths.
And how, you know, would I ever be considered for membership in that, or I'm too radical probably?
Oh, no. We take members that have...
Yeah, okay.
They have conspiracy realists on their shirt,
right.
Especially.
Right. Yes, excellent. So, NASH, North American Society of Homeopaths, mm-hmm. and it's homeopathy.org. We have it linked up in the show notes today. Also, we have another guest who, you know, is hanging. You guys were hanging out all weekend together. Now we got to get you back on radio here, or for the first time, in fact, Deborah Sachs Annis.
Correct.
And you've got the Northwestern Academy of Homeopathy
in Minneapolis.
In Minneapolis, and you know, I can't tell you how many folks will ask, where do I learn homeopathy? Because I had the great fortune of studying with a master teacher, a homeopath, for 10-plus years.
Yes, good way.
This is the way we used to learn to be a healer. In all, even regular, master apprentice, right?
Yeah.
We don't have that much. I'd like to see more of it happen. In the meantime, we got to get the word out. We got to teach people somehow. So let me start with you, Mary Lou. How did you start NASH? Why did it start? Because, we're almost an extinct species, but I think we're on the recovery, homeopaths.
Well, first of all, I didn't start it, but it was started in 1990 by a couple of homeopaths that knew we needed to get together,
mm-hmm.
totally. So Eric Summerman, Val O'Hanian got together, and a couple of other homeopaths, and they started
Lori Dack. From Vancouver.
From Vancouver, and started the North American Society of Homeopaths, totally, just to serve homeopaths. Potentize them, bring them together.
I love it.
Yeah, to really bring it together. I mean, homeopathy is just like, wow, coming back.
Yeah, it is on the comeback trail. When I started, let me just be honest, at the age of 24, when I met this homeo something doctor, right? That was what it was. I had never heard the word uttered in my entire American life.
Right.
0 to 24. Super Don, you too, right? You never heard the word homeopathy probably before you met me.
I'd heard of it, but I had no idea whatsoever what it was.
Right. And I'll occasionally send you some homeopathic remedies, and you might even take them. So
courage, bravery.
Right, I know. He can get by. So I'm just thinking, I always knew I would grow up to be a healer. I've told this story over the years. I had that in me from when I was little. But the only model I had for a healer was doctor, medical, pharmaceutical. My uncle was a doctor. My dad was a pharmaceutical rep.
Wow.
I went to Emory in Atlanta, which is a big egghead research medical place. And it's right next to the CDC. I call it the Centers for Disease Creation.
Right.
And they taught on the curriculum at the medical school. I found out only after I had left Emory and found out about homeopathy. They taught homeopathy up until 1949. It was evidence.
That's
it was
true.
On the curriculum.
It's true.
Isn't it amazing? And no word of it anywhere in our upbringing, in high school, grade school, college. None. It was like it didn't exist.
Until you read the history books later.
Later, yeah, went back.
And found that, wow, the 1918 flu, the homeopaths were saving people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was huge here. There were homeopathic hospitals everywhere. There were schools in Philadelphia, even the University of Minnesota.
Yeah, and of course, in this book, we talk about the Flexner Report of 1910, and something I had never learned in school either.
Yep. Right, yeah.
The entire medical history of America rewritten. Now, Harris Coulter wrote Divided Legacy.
Exactly.
And, I got to meet him. He, in fact, at my Emory University graduation ceremony, he was the translator for Mikhail Gorbachev. Before I knew homeopathy, Harris Coulter was at my college graduation, and I would find out later, and I got to meet him, another hero of mine, of course.
Fun.
And then I was at the 100-year rededication of the Hahnemann Memorial in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
The only physician in the United States at the capital city that is honored with a statue, a memorial, is a homeopath.
Right.
I mean, this is tough. It's like, hello, you know, where did history go?
Right. What happened?
So.
Disappeared for a bit, but
yeah.
It's back.
It's back. We're back. And now, when we talk about the Northwestern Academy of Homeopathy, is that something anybody can do by a correspondence? Do they need to come in? Do they tell me about people who are interested? I want to learn homeopathy. Maybe this is a school for me.
This is the school for you and for everybody. It was started by Eric Sommerman and Val O'Hanian, who needed more homeopaths because there was such a demand. Mm-hmm. Mary Lou and I were in the first class, which started in 1995. People wanted to learn homeopathy because we believe it's the deepest and the truest way of true healing people.
Mm-hmm.
It's all individual-based. And there are 5,000 known homeopathic remedies now, which makes it different from allopathic medicine or Western medicine,
mm-hmm.
because how they base their meds on what's common in people. We base our meds on what's unique.
Individualism, right? Not collectivism. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny, the biggest criticism against homeopathy by the skeptics, we call them, is that it's not real because you can't die from taking one of the remedies.
Right.
So the measure of a real remedy is that if you take it and it kills you, oh, that was real medicine.
Right.
Like, I don't want any part of that real medicine, if that's real medicine.
Or it has many side effects.
Sure.
That upsets your stomach or mm-hmm. give you a headache. Or
kill you.
Or kill you, or can cause a stroke. Or kill you multiple times.
It's that bad.
Many ways.
Yes. So the Northwestern School. Now, I was trained under a homeopath who had been dying of tuberculosis in the 1950s. He was in his 40s at that time. And he was, or in the 50s, 60s, he was given up for dead by the homeopaths in Europe that he had met.
Right.
He was in Belgium. And then he read a book by, I believe, Vanier about tuberculosis and homeopathy, and he started doing what the French approach was, the French school of drainage, which is obviously a differing form, a little different. And some that are what I call the hanomaniacs, they don't like that. And I'm like, I'm a pragmatic healer. I'm bottom line. You know, if one remedy can get you well, I'm happy. If it takes 10, it's not my thing, right?
Right.
And we are so toxic that concept of drainage, I think, is a very important one. Is that part of the school or is that taboo?
It's not particularly taboo, but our school is classical.
Mm-hmm.
It is the only accredited college to study homeopathy in the United States. It's a 4-year program. We're working on going online.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's 11 months of the year, 4 days for 4 years.
Okay.
The first 2 years are total materia medica, watching cases, learning case-taking, learning philosophy, acutes, etc. And the last 2 years are total clinical experience, where we have a very discounted rate.
Mm-hmm.
It's open to everyone. And the students use our offices. My office happens to be at the school.
Okay.
And people come in and they're in small groups, and they treat people, and they're supervised. Mary Lou and I taught the first 2 years, and then Val, who was the dean originally mm-hmm. and started Nash also, and Lori Deck, who flies in from Vancouver, mm-hmm. they supervised the clinical.
Wow, fantastic. And here in Minnesota, thanks to your sister, you can be a homeopath and not get put in jail. Is that right?
That is absolutely right, thanks to Health Freedom.
Yeah.
The Safe Harbor Bill.
Which allowed you not to be licensed, which I'm in sincere and total opposition to that concept of asking permission of the government to do that, which I believe is our birthright to heal and help healing, but to provide an opportunity, a place where you can say, I'm a homeopath, this is what I do, I'm not lying, I'm not pretending to be something I'm not, and come to me if that's what you want.
So the early homeopaths were all medical doctors, and that's just the way it got started from Hahnemann.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this big surge of lay people beginning to study homeopathy, first on their own, before they even went into, you know, congregate into these organizations that could congregate them and help them. And now we have a certification program connected to the NASH and the National Certification for Homeopathy. So they're both registration bodies mm-hmm. in the United States.
So we register ourselves because we didn't want the government, who knew nothing about homeopathy.
Right.
So we license ourselves. There's a huge exam. You're to go to a school, and they're starting to change the rules now that they want you to attend an accredited school, and you have to go through accreditation to be a licensed school. So that's actually why NASH started, so we could organize.
Self-organize in
Right. But we don't license ourselves.
No, it's a private certification,
right,
if
that's
you will.
Yes,
right.
A certification, excuse me.
Some form of competency
right.
to be,
right.
you know, a
which is good. I believe that we should be able to take that up in terms without the interference of government, which when you buy that influence, suddenly competition is squashed.
Absolutely
right. And one favored group gets a, you know, it's like you're favored now, but who's favored tomorrow is not a good plan. So I like, you know, the thought form here.
But the North American Society of Homeopaths has really, it's really concerned with the aspects of homeopathy that don't get out to the public. So their foundation has been formed. They have a library that's extensive, that's open to the public. There's archives. There's homeopathy articles. They have a journal. I mean, it's very expansive.
Nice. And it's in the Twin Cities where they can see it or no? Where is it
located?
It's
all on the web.
On the web, okay.
All on the web.
Everybody can access it.
Everybody can access it.
All right.
And they have a great directory for finding homeopaths that are registered through NASH.
Homeopaths.
Throughout the United States, Canada.
Beautiful. Homeopathy.org. We've got that linked up in the show notes, and that's the North American Society of Homeopaths. Also, we've got the Northwestern Academy of Homeopathy we're talking about, and we've got that linked up in the show notes. Homeopathictraining.org will get you there. And today, you know, live from the United States Health Freedom Congress, we're getting to some great people that I don't get to see every day, and that's why we're featuring you. Also, we've got a research scientist. We're going to talk about geoengineering, the thing that used to be called chemtrails. I don't talk about it much, but we've got a scientist to help us validate what it is and what it isn't. So stick around for that as well. And then Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, is going to talk about what we did here at the Health Freedom Congress and why you'll participate next year. All right, folks, we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, links are up in the show notes, robertscatbell.com. You know, I've said this many times, but I've never said it with these two lovely ladies in front of me. Our nation has a constitution. Our body has a constitution. And you ignore either at your peril. And we've ignored both, honestly, in this country.
Great point.
And I always try to link the, you know, the body to the body politic, all of that. Healing, these principles in healing can be applied everywhere in life.
Right.
And I know homeopaths get that. And let me just fix your microphone there. So we're going to continue our discussion here. Mary Lou Miller as well. We have Deborah Saxanis, and I'm just, like, excited. I hope everybody comes to the website and then sees your website and wants to learn more about homeopathy and finds, hey, maybe this is my path, right? It lights up for you.
Absolutely.
Right? I told my story. Modern medicine was not my path. I thought it was because it was all I knew
right. Until
I found something different, and this was it, you know? And then it expanded from there. And now to see that there's more opportunity than ever, this is exciting.
And Nash has really supported the public knowing about homeopathy
and
supports state organizations. We have a great Minnesota Homeopathic Association as well right here in Minnesota. And it's, you know, you can go on there, find a homeopath. You can get information. As much as Nash supports them, they support legislation that's coming through. I mean, they were very supportive of the health freedom bills.
Yeah.
They're always on top of it.
also at our school, because homeopathy, unfortunately, is not yet covered with by insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Much of the complementary modalities are not. We have a student clinic with a reduced rate. We also have a community clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And we also always need clients to come in front of our classroom so we can demonstrate how to take a constitutional case,
mm-hmm.
which actually, because it is individualized, takes 2 hours.
Right.
And you get every detail and what's characteristic about the human being in front of you,
mm-hmm.
rather than the typical 7 to 10 minute doctor visit, because they have to run so many rooms to keep up.
Northwestern Academy of Homeopathy, is that in the Twin Cities? I just want to be sure for everybody to hear. How would they find it?
It is in St. Louis Park.
St. Louis Park.
Is
a suburb, right?
A suburb, but a first ring suburb. It's right on the border of Minneapolis. It's actually on Highway 7 in Louisiana, a big intersection. We have our own building. One side is the classroom,
mm-hmm.
and the other side we rent a homeopath.
Right. So we were talking on the break, and, you know, as you guys look at me, homeopath, wait, he's a man, right? I was like, what do you mean? Evidently, men are not gravitating toward this. Women are, and I think women are just intuitive healers much more naturally, in my opinion, than men. But that doesn't preclude men from being homeopaths, obviously. Obviously, it was a male-dominated profession many years ago.
Totally.
I like that the women are coming in, but yeah, who wants a man? So can you throw some discounts to the men at the school or something to encourage them in, right? Men half off, something? Happy hour? I don't know.
But we're lucky in a recent class that we're teaching now. We have 3 mm-hmm. men, and it's good energy.
Good ratio if you want to date a homeopath to be.
Totally. A lot of women in there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know about homeopathy.
They don't.
Think that they can actually make a living
mm-hmm.
doing homeopathy.
Right.
You can make a great living doing homeopathy.
Now, back in the time of even the early part of the 20th century in America, when you went to see a homeopath, I don't think you were paid by insurance. Everybody used to pay their doctor. Remember that?
Right.
It was a doctor-patient sacred type relationship.
Mm-hmm.
When we started throwing in third parties, whether it be government or even private, it kind of directed the homeopath to go, oh, I got to answer to the person paying me. Right? And if it's not the patient. So I think it screws up the sacred relationship, personally. And a lot of people say, well, I don't have insurance. They're like, dude, you don't want insurance. Because I said the most dangerous thing you can have in modern America is good, really good medical insurance. The most dangerous thing you can have, because you can guarantee they're going to do every invasive procedure, analysis, and treatment, and however unnecessary it is, however likely it is to kill you. So we need to get back to that concept of that relationship, and that you want to compensate them directly, and they're responsible to you. And, again, I know that's, again, foreign to our culture at this point. We've got some work to do there.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And even bartering, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way it used to be. You know, bring your chicken, get your remedy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and why not?
Sure. And if you're hungry, a homeopath could be hungry. He'll take an egg or a chicken. Yeah, absolutely. Things are changing, folks. And, Mary Lou, just love to see you again. Love your sister, of course.
Thank
the whole family
you.
Is wonderful. And, Deborah, it's great to have you on for the first time.
Robert, so great to meet you.
So much fun.
This
so much
great.
Fun.
Man, if you want to date a homeopath to be, Northwestern Academy of Homeopathy is your place, right?
St. Louis Park.
St. Louis Park, Minnesota. All right, folks, we've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Roseanne Lindsay will be back. Clifford Carnicum, and we're going to talk what used to be known as chemtrails, now geoengineering. Folks, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
Is yours. Power to heal.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.